T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Your top local stories at midday with triple-digit heat on the way. ERCOT says it now has the tools to prevent another round of rolling blackouts.
ERCOT says demand could hit an all-time high next week. Interim President Brad Jones says he does expect to have enough generation to avoid rolling blackouts.
Currently, we expect to have enough generation to serve the needs of all Texans next week.
Public Utility Commission Chairman Peter Lake says ERCOT expects to have 56% more reserves this August than last year.
It's going to be tight for the rest of the summer. We all know the heat is coming, but we're ready for it.
He says ERCOT has started summer weatherization checks and has also been checking power plants that had trouble during the winter storm. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A handful of states, including Texas, get called out today by the White House COVID Task Force.
This week, just three states, Florida, Texas, and Missouri, three states with lower vaccination rates, accounted for 40% of all cases nationwide. For the second week in a row, one in five of all cases occurring in Florida alone.
Jeff Zients is head of the task force. The CDC says the overwhelming majority of new COVID cases can be traced to the Delta variant, and a new study finds the Pfizer vaccine is 88% effective against the Delta strain. Southwest Airlines calls it a major milestone. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
Dallas-based Southwest Airlines has reported a profit in the second quarter. This after posting a loss in the second quarter last year at the height of the pandemic. CEO Gary Kelly says it shows that people are very eager to travel this summer.
Right now, our bookings look very strong, and July will be better than June. And the implication is that August, September will continue on those trends.
Kelly says not only will Southwest be recalling all employees who took voluntary leaves, but it will be hiring new employees as it continues to recover from the pandemic. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And you can hear much more with Gary Kelly and KRLD business analyst David Johnson tonight at 6:20 in the CEO Spotlight. First-time unemployment claims in the U.S. make an unexpected jump this week, rising by about 50,000. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick.
That wasn't just at the national level. We saw a new claims rising in the state of Texas by 9,900 to 44,000 and back above the 400,000 on the national level. My guess is this is just a bit of a hiccup.
Hamrick says it's too early to consider the latest numbers a trend, although he added the rising number of COVID cases could become a greater factor for the job market. A national nonprofit is in Dallas this week, raising awareness about food insecurity and poverty.
In June, there were about more than 2 million, nearly 2 million Texas residents who didn't have enough to eat, according to the U.S. Census.
Nicole Aber is with Hunger Free America. The nonprofit's CEO is meeting with Crossroads Community Services today and tomorrow. It's part of an 8,000-mile trip he's making across the country to visit the Hunger Free America's partners and raise awareness about hunger in individual communities. A Dallas County grand jury issues 8 felony indictments, including murder, against the Dallas man who held a 7-hour standoff with police last month. A U.S. Marshals task force was serving an arrest warrant on 28-year-old Julio Guerrero when he opened fire and ran into a house near I-45 and Ledbetter. Shortly after the standoff ended, Dallas Deputy Chief Terrence Rhodes said,
"It was reported by the initial law enforcement officers on scene that Guerrero fired upon them and they returned fire. Witnesses who lived close by confirmed seeing Guerrero pointing a weapon at officers."
Guerrero faces a murder indictment for the May 2nd shooting of a Dallas man and charges from a shooting that critically wounded a 3-year-old girl about a week later. Fort Worth Mayor Maddie Parker returning the favor and is out with her endorsement of Betsy Price for Tarrant County Judge. More from KRLD's Susan Darwin.
Mayor Parker says Betsy Price has the ethics, integrity, and smarts needed to be Tarrant County's next judge. She is officially endorsing her predecessor, who is now running to replace Glenn Whitley as county judge. Whitley announced last month he would not seek re-election, and he too has thrown his support behind Price. Price served as Fort Worth mayor for 10 years and did not seek re-election. Instead, she backed Parker's run for mayor. Parker had served as Price's chief of staff. Price says she is proud to have the mayor's support. The mayors of Arlington and Irving are also supporting her, as are state reps Charlie Guerin and David Cook. Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Rolling Stones ready to hit the road and make up the shows postponed by the pandemic in 2020. The rescheduled No Filter Tour will start in St. Louis in late September. The Stones will play the Cotton Bowl in Dallas on November 2nd. They will play in Austin on November 20th. In college football, the buzz continues over reports that Texas and Oklahoma are wanting to bail on the Big 12 and jump to the Southeastern Conference. Paul Catalino with Sikkim 365 Radio says the reaction in Waco was shock.
I would say the general vibe from fans that are maybe even also from Oklahoma and Texas is kind of disgust in that, like, how can you do this when the league seems to be finally going in the right direction and getting along and everybody's happy?
Now, officials from the other Big 12 member schools planning to meet at 5 this afternoon to discuss that situation. The development first reported by Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. At this point, there are no formal invitations from the SEC, and Commissioner Greg Sankey and the two schools have not commented. One of the top high school football coaches in Texas history announcing his retirement. Austin Westlake's Todd Dodge says he will step down after the coming season. Dodge has won 6 state titles as a head coach, including 4 at Southlake Carroll. The Rangers are in action this afternoon, hoping to avoid a 4-game sweep in Detroit.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.